This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Before that cone news broke, this was shaping up as week two of tariff week, or weeks, I suppose, at the White House. The president has said, as you know, he is going to sign them 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum, sometime in the next couple of days. And then today, question number one during the joint press conference he had with the prime minister of Sweden was basically, sir, are you still serious about this in the face of corporate opposition and opposition from your fellow Republicans?
Well, the United States has been taken advantage of by other countries, both friendly and not so friendly, for many, many decades.
Fair enough. It is what the president has been saying since he started running for this job.
And we have a trade deficit of $800 billion a year.
To be clear, the president's own Commerce Department says the trade gap last year, the difference, remember, between what we sell overseas and what we import, was only $566 billion. But why quibble? Here's the real point.
When I was with President Xi in China, as an example, we lose $500 billion a year on trade. We have a deficit of approximately $500 billion a year with China.
All right, hold it right there. Let's play that first bit again, all right?
We lose $500 billion a year on trade.
That right there, the losing thing, that is a misapprehension of what a trade deficit actually is. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath is on explainer duty today.
I got to confess, I too am extremely upset about trade deficits, specifically the deficit I'm currently running with my lunch spot, Pret a Manger. I buy a sandwich there almost every day, and Pret never buys anything from me. Monica DeBole of the Peterson Institute says I could remedy this deficit.
Well, you could always go to a grocery store and buy everything that goes into that sandwich. But if it's a complicated sandwich, if it has, you know, chicken salad and bacon and lettuce and tomato, it means you would have to do all that work yourself, whereas it might be more efficient just to go to Pret and get it there.
Now, the U.S. isn't running trade deficits because it's too lazy to make a sandwich. It's often because for both governments and regular people, getting stuff from abroad is just cheaper than buying or making it at home.
If you are a country that consumes more than you produce,
which we are,
you have to buy those goods from somewhere else,
which we do. The U.S. imports more than it exports. DeBole says that's not a bad thing. It's also not a good thing. It's just a thing.
A trade deficit is simply the result of a transaction. So in return for the money that you spend, you get the goods, just like you and your sandwich.
The trade deficit by itself is not a problem.
Ishwar Prasad with the Brookings Institution says what can become a problem is when governments borrow too much to pay for all that stuff they're buying from other countries.
Someday the bill will come due.
Prasad says if you want to address the trade deficit, tariffs aren't the way. A better approach is to just make your economy healthier, reduce budget deficits, make exports more competitive, create a sensible tax system. Of course, all of that is hard to fit in a tweet. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.